stop button.
One of my favorite Bible stories is the feeding of 5,000. But then, our Word and Action ministry has fed 5,000 meals in a month repeatedly, so I can relate. Each time we fed 5,000, we only could count on $500 to purchase food with, so we saw miracles too. But when I think about the feeding of 5,000, that was just 5,000 men, not women or children, and that was all in one day. So, it's impressive. When I think about this miracle, though, I think about the little boy who carried his lunch to go listen to a teacher. In his little bag, he had 5 loaves of bread that wasn't much bigger than zingers are today, and 2 fish, probably the size of sardines. And he listened, and he listened, and when the crowd grew restless and tummies were growling, and he was asked if he had anything, he offered his entire lunch, not just part of it. And yet, when he was willing to give it all, he saw a miracle. He had faith or trust to give up what he had, and he saw a miracle. There are some other children who had faith in the Bible that produced miracles. There were 2 boys whose mother was a widow and was left with a debt, and the creditor wanted her boys as slaves. She cried out to Elisha, and Elisha asked her what she had, and she said she had a flask of olive oil. So he instructed her and her boys to go gather vessels from their entire village and get as many as they could, and for her to keep pouring the oil until it dried up. No matter what mood her boys were in, no matter how tired they were, or how crazy they thought they were, or even if they were bashful, they obeyed their mama. And they ran and they knocked on doors in their village and they ran vessels back to their mama as she kept pouring and pouring. When all was said and done and she sold her oil, there was enough money to pay the creditor and for them to live on the rest of their life. Don't you know they were glad that they gave their time to their mom and obeyed? The last miracle in the Bible is everyone else's favorite Bible story, David. David had a talent. It was a talent with his slingshot. And he put his trust in God and was able to use his talent to defeat the Philistine giant Goliath. And everyone knows that story. So we have 3 miracles. And we have children who had faith and gave of their possessions, their time, and their talent. And if they wouldn't have given their time, talent, and possessions, we might not have these miracles recorded today. What time, talent, or possessions do you have that you're willing to give? Your miracle might just be around the corner.